Yo.
There's certain things that I can talk to you about that I can't really with my dad.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I'm here with Lynn.
Hi.
And I'm excited to introduce today's Spotlight on Sex. We'll be talking about an article that was given to me by a friend, and it's called Meet the Woke Misogynist. And it brings up a lot of really interesting issues. I think it's very relevant to what's going on right now. The idea behind the woke misogynist is that it's a person who presents as a feminist, particularly a man that presents as a feminist, and yet they really display misogynistic behavior. So Lynn, why don't you start us off in talking about some thoughts?
Okay, first to give credit to the author of the article, Nona Willis Aronowitz, and one of the subheadings was Poser in a Pussy Hat, which I think gives us some idea when it was written. It was written on March 12th or published on March 12th, and really talks about largely men who, as you said, portray themselves as being feminists, and it deals mostly with dating, that men are portraying themselves as feminists in order to seduce and sexually groom women for sexual purposes. It's interesting, particularly interesting to me, because there was a whole generation of men, my colleagues and friends, during the 70s who were in feminist and counter-raising groups, and they described themselves as feminists even then, so it wasn't a new thing. One of the things that was different about that group of men, you and I've talked about it, they didn't have the vast amount of reading available to them. So they really had limited literature and limited dialogue. You know, they had the dialogue from their men's groups, but they didn't have the dialogue that this author is describing that men today are using for seduction.
Right. And that the idea is that I think what it brings up is the idea that a lot of these men who call themselves feminists may believe themselves to be feminists. They talk about feminist literature. They talk about wanting to support women. They talk about being allies. And yet when it comes to their behavior, particularly in this dating setting, it's very clear that they're displaying very misogynistic behaviors.
Right. And most of the vignettes given by the author in this article were very graphic descriptions of the author herself and then her friends and acquaintances were of sexual situations where the feminism drops away when the man is trying to obtain, you know, a sexual relationship and certain sexual behaviors.
Yeah.
That's a very nice way, I suppose, of putting it's a graphic article, and I think it's valuable, really, to read.
Well, it's really about the idea that, you know, some men are saying they're feminists in order to get laid.
Exactly. Exactly. And even other things.
Right. So. Among other things. And so I think to make sure that this doesn't run long, you know, the idea behind our spotlight is to bring up what are a lot of the discussion topics that do come up around an article like this.
One thing I thought of, you know, that whole generation of men that I grew up with, many are now fathers of daughters. And I think reading an article like this would be valuable for fathers out there, certainly for mothers, but I think many mothers are aware of it. But for fathers, I think seeing how the dating scene has morphed would be very, very valuable. So I think it is in some ways valuable for one age group and one sex to read this. The other thing that I think is important is that I think parents should be aware of it because it talks about, in a lot of our podcasts are about preparing people for dating and parents helping in that regard. And this is a very interesting article to read.
I think what it brought up for me is the idea that there are a group of people that believe themselves to be feminists, but that they also hold this idea that women's bodies are really the prize. So that, you know, I'm a good feminist and therefore I should have access to these women's bodies. And I think that's obviously very controversial because that's very anti-feminist.
Right. And you and I've also talked, Jennifer, about how sexism and misogyny are different. We're going to do a long podcast on that.
Yeah, you know, that's going to take a little bit of unpacking.
Because misogyny is really fairly complex, but misogyny directly means hatred of women. And why it might have increased during the last 20, 30 years is women are in direct competition with many men for jobs and entitlements that men have had. So this, I think, lends itself to this type of misogyny that we're seeing.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that comes up, too, that I got out of reading this article was the idea that somebody can kind of have the vocabulary, they can believe themselves to be aware about things on a societal level, and yet they can lack sort of a personal awareness, you know, so that you can say, yeah, I do support women, but then not be really looking at your own behaviors and through the same lens.
Exactly. And Arlene Hochschild's book about the second shift really dealt with, do they walk the walk as well as talk the talk? And how are the chores and roles really split?
The last thing that comes up, just because we're talking about, you know, these different topics, is really this idea between about letting your guard down and, you know, at what point do you let your guard down? Do you ever let your guard down in terms of trusting another person, you know, in, because she goes to his house or, you know, he's starting to groom her. And does she recognize it? Does she not recognize it? You know, and what do you do when you're in that situation? I find that's a very controversial thing when I talk about it with my guy friends versus my girlfriends and their perspective.
And one of the things that comes up is often girls and women are more naive. They're more accepting. You know, they don't really ask the questions that a lot of guys ask. And as you read this article, it's one of the things to think about. What are the questions to ask when you're dating in that dating process?
Yeah, so I think we've covered a lot in a short amount of time, but hopefully this gives you some ideas, some jumping off points to start your own discussions.
And we'll follow up with a longer podcast on misogyny.
Thank you.